I don't think we'll be intimidated by playing a Tour de France. We expect a tough match against them and against another team we are going to play against in that competition. We are not going to take that game lightly. We are going to take that game seriously because we are much aware that the competition at this level is not very, very tough.
What would you say you've learned from your previous games in the CAF Champions League that you can use to your advantage as you move forward to the group stage?
So far, we learned that borders have opened up for players to move in and out of countries, and a lot of clubs in Africa, they have international players playing their trade in different countries. And this has made their football to be very, very competitive. We learned that in some countries, football is developing at a very, very fast pace, and we need to follow suit in Zimbabwe.
And are you planning any friendly matches with any teams outside of Zimbabwe as you prepare for this group stage of the CAF Champions League? Or what's your strategy as the coach?
At the moment, we have a tight schedule because we have a lot of games to play, some games in hand. So it will be not wise for us to think of playing teams which are not participating in the local league, international games. We want to use the domestic games as a yardstick, actually, to measure the strength of our team. If there are any, we want to strengthen our team, we have to make sure that we do that using the domestic games where we are currently playing in the country.